ليعتمر غير البيت. That is again start from the beginning of the seminar. Musa lahasil b'malocha b'erev Shabbos somok lachasheicha. A person is permitted to do a malocha, to start a malocha before Shabbos. Half al pi shayne yochel l'gomra mi'bahid yoyim. Even though what he started, he is not capable of ending. V'hin nigmeret me'eleho b'shadus. And it's going to end by itself in Shabbos. There are a few chidushim in this halacha. Chidush number one is that even though the malacha continues being done in Shabbos, but since his maaseh was nigmar, ended erev Shabbos, even though the malacha is continuing through his maaseh, there's no problem in that. That's one chiddush. A second chiddush, I think this is Mavur and the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that the chiddush is that even though it's somuch l'chasheicha, it's close to the shkia, we're not giving a barrier, a time barrier, how much it should be before the shkia. As long as it's before the shkia, what he is doing, it is permissible. And we weren't geyser, perhaps he might make a mistake and do what he's doing after the shkia. And then he'd be mechalel Shabbos min haTorah. And there's a svara in the Gemara that Beis Shammai holds it is also because of this. Afal pi kein, Beis Hillel is chaylik on Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel holds this is permissible. We weren't geyser, he might come and do this malacha after the shkia. And the third chiddush is, there is a shittas Beis Shammai in Masechta Shabbos that a person is mitzuvah al shlishas kelo. That means a malacha is being done with his utensils. So that is also, he has to be matka the utensils before Shabbos. That is shittas Beis Shammai, and we also don't hold like that. We hold also, all these three in your name, that is what the Mechaber is telling us. That is the Chiddush of the Mechaber. Now he's going to give Mishalim, and there are different guidelines for each case. Keep going. Case number one, we learned yesterday, Lish Roi Dioi V'Samamonim B'Mayim. He's going to soak ink or types of samamonim in water, and as the soaking process continues, either the water gets a stronger color, or the consistency of the water gets thicker, so either there's a shayla of lishin, or a shayla of seveya. But since he's not doing anything, this is only a result of what he did before Shabbos, so this is permissible. V'heim nishrem kol haShabbos. That's one halacha. V'losei unin, what is unin? Eirish agudoi shel pishtot. A person takes bundles of flax, and he puts them litano into an oven, and the purpose of this was kidei sheis lavnu, that they became whitened, remaining in the tano. So we to put them in the tano on Shabbos would be an issa d'oraita of melabrin. He's cleaning in Shabbos. But if he's doing this before Shabbos, there's no problem, even though as the Shabbos progresses, the unin shel pishtim become lighter and lighter. But that's no problem. Case number three. V'losei tema l'soich ha'yoyre she'eina al-hei. Now here we're giving Hagdoris that this is also a tema aloche, but there was shoshis over here. He might come to be mechalo Shabbos in this process. So Chazal gave us Hagdoris, certain things he's committed and certain things he's offering. Now let us see what we're speaking about. The law says temel is putting wool l'soich ha'yoyre in the bag. And the purpose of putting this wool in the vat is that it should get the dye. In the vat, there's dye. And we'll see the dye is hot. And that what the temel remains in the vat, it gets, it's colored, the color that is in the vat goes over to the wool. So this is also permitted to be done before Shabbos, but there are two conditions. Condition number one, she'eina al-hoish, that this vat is not on the fire. And condition number two, she'hi v'hi tucha v'tit. That means this vat has a cover. And theoretically, it would be very easy to pick up the cover and give a stir to the wool in the vat, which normally is done during the week. So this is a problem. If he's doing this right before Shabbos, he might come and do this. He'll pick up the cover of the vat and give it a stir to make sure that the dye is seeping in properly in the wool. So therefore, there is a condition, shehi tucha v'tit. The cover of the vat is attached to the vat with mud. And this mud is sticking to the, that means it's stuck to the vat. And it will not be an easy procedure for him to lift up the cover. He'll have to start chiseling away the tit. And if that's enough, if he starts chiseling, then he'll have, boy, why is there tit here? And then he'll have the Shabbos. Since there wouldn't be any tit, so he might forget and he'll do what he does the whole week. That every so often he lifts up the cover and stirs the vat. So therefore, Chazal said that this is only permissible if two precautions are taken. Precaution number one, it is not al-haish. It is now not on the fire. And we'll see why. And precaution number two, that it is not, that the cover is attached with tit to the vat. Now he explains what are the reasons for these two precautions. Shame he al ha'esh, if the vat is on the fire. Also, shema yechatet, that means this is a process of dyeing the wool. It's not something that gets over and done within 5 minutes. It's a long, drawn-out process. And sometimes the coal might be dying out. And in order to ensure that the dying process should continue, so normally you stir the coal. So if it's al ha'eish, also shema yechatet. That means, again, this is something that he does the whole week. The shitui ha'esh is also a normal procedure. That means he doesn't forget about the vat. He's always watching the vat to see if the fire didn't die out. Shema Yerat Perish Yigale V'Yoyra Geholim B'Machlo. Take the shovel, start stirring the coals, Lord, to ensure that they shouldn't die out. So the first condition is that we have to make sure that he will not come to stir the coals. He's doing this right before Shabbat. So he has to take it off the edge. You're not permitted to be on the edge because we are afraid he might come and stir the coals. Condition number two, Bafilu ain't al ha'esh, even though it's not on the fire, he ain't no tufa b'tit. If the cover of the vat is not attached with tit, with mud to the vat, also, shema yogis bo b'chach, he might go lift up the cover and stir the wool which is being cooked in the dye, so we'll stir it to ensure that it should be dyed better. V'hamegis b'kedeiro, now he says, so what is the problem? What is the, so he's stirring it, so what is not al ha'esh? So he says, but even though it's not al ha'esh, so he gives a moshul of Shabbos, and then we'll come to our case of dying wood. V'amegis b'kedeiro afilu eino alayish tayiv mishum mevashel. That means if you have a pot of your cooking beans, let's say, in the pot, and the beans are not completely cooked, and the pot is no more alayish. So the whole cooking process of these beans will come about because it's a hot liquid, it was cooking. If you stir the liquid ingredients with the beans in the pot, you will enhance the cooking. It will cook quicker. The stirring, even though it's shaloy alei, enhances the cooking. The entire mishum mevashel, the yechayvos mevashel. So over here, if you will stir the wool in the dye, it will enhance the dyeing process, and you'll be chayiv al teveya. So in order to ensure that he will not stir the coal, he gave one tnai, one condition, this vat is not permitted to be alay. In order to ensure that he won't mix up the wool that is in this vat, we said that the cover of the vat has to be attached to the vat with tin or with dough, something that will attach the cover to the vat, so we can be assured that even if he forgets, he'll want to lift up the pot, the cover, he'll remind himself by realizing that it doesn't lift up and it's attached, and then he won't come to stir the wool in the vat. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah from 6 Cotton Bay. Shall Pishton Litano, he wants to put bundles of flax in the oven. So over here, Pilu ain't toya kisuyoi bitit, even though there's no kisui of tit, that means this kano can be readily opened up. Afilohi loy chai shunam, shema yigala hatuzi viyachata vijalone. So he's asking a kasha, just like we were afraid. If the yoyre is al ha'esh, he might come and be mechata the gecholim. So here he might hear the fire was in the oven. He might open up the door of the oven, the opening of the oven, and stir the coals. Here we're not afraid. Even the ruach koshelahem, here, if cold air will come into the tunnel, it damages the fish stuff. So he won't do it. That means even though perhaps he might accomplish something by stirring the cold, but he'll never open up the door of the tunnel because the cold air that comes in is mekalis kosher the fish and is mekalis to the fish then. Like Hashim is telling you the way. So by the second case of Krishna in the tunnel, that's all one going to the Rishon. Tema l'soich ayoyle. Now we have a third case. He put wool in a bath. V'hi toiletem ateva. By remaining in the hot bath, the eye becomes niklad. The wolf. Also, so if it's alay, it's also shemi yechad. I know a filu yesh man sheyiklait einat seven mivoyyon. That means even though he's not doing it right before the shir, he did it an hour before the shir. A filu hokul also shemi yechad because they little like eitay. The hotter it is, the longer it stays, the better the dye colors the wool. The Mamela Chazal were never makel to leave a yoyra alay. And then also we said there's a second halacha. Even if it's off the ace, he has to make sure that the cover of the vat is attached to the vat with teeth. Shemo, he might go and stir the wool in the vat. Vahamei, kinek. So the Mishnah is explaining. Avra mechava yishmo hagosa v'yoyre lahagosa v'kdeilo. The chava compared, just like when you mix up food in a pot, the mixing process enhances the visual. It's the same thing. If you mix the wool and the yoyler, the mixing will enhance the tzvia, the dye. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even though the Mechaber compared these two, there's a difference. Einai shover the gamri, they're not completely split similar. Typically, by a pot, in he little shella cold sofa. That means, let's go back to our pot. We were cooking beans. The beans are completely soft. It's cooked already. And now I'll go and mix it up. So let's be easily. By visual, there's no issue. Because it's cooked already. The issue is visual. And by mixing it after it's mevushel cold, it's completely cooked. It is not shayach to, or there's no issue to overcook something that is cooked. There is liquid. Well, it's also fire, but it's not. Once the mixture is out, there is liquid and everything. But the liquid is cooked, the beans are cooked, what? The liquid goes underneath the beans.
It's not visual.
Are you talking about the eye? Oh, no, he was talking about visual. He's going to talk about visual. I don't know what you call it underneath the shell of Bishl. It's off the flame. No, so about stirring it enhances the Bishl. That means whatever you want to cook. If you have beans which are not completely cooked, So they'll stay there without touching them. If it's hot water, it'll take a half an hour for it to get cooked by itself. If you mix it, it's going to take 15 minutes. So there is an issue there, I thought, Bishop. But even if, no. But he's saying, but if it was cooked completely, you have your soft beans already. Then there's a dinner in Bishop, like a Bishop. And overcooking is no issue, Bishop.
For instance, you could take a roast. You're being in water that's in the pile of pail. If you take it off the fire, you're saying now you can have this gravy, so to speak, back or because it was cooked.
That is true. Now let's not talk about it now because this we will go into other problems. We're thinking about other problems now. Was this to be this official actor, please? So he says like this. So the Mechaber compared the stirring of a pot with wool to the stirring of a pot with meat. And just like we stir a pot with meat, you're chayiv al tmevah. We stir a pot with wool, you'll be chayiv al tmevah. We compare these two. The stirring enhances the bishul process. The stirring enhances the tmeiya process. And he compared that. So the Mishnah Berurah said, but you should know, they are not completely similar. If it was completely cooked, if your beans were cooked, so then you could mix it. So there is a zman that you're permitted to mix the contents of a pot in Shabbos, that is when it's completely cooked. But here, that what we said, that we have to make sure he will never stir this bad. There will never be a time that he'll be permitted to stir the bad. Why? Because the more you stir, the better it gets tight. While gains also the takas, some of the shayna to them, and shayesha who's literally not telling me by then. Even though it became died already, I put it an hour before Shabbos. And so let's say theoretically, I would put beans an hour before Shabbos. Now take the pot off the fire and permit it to mix it because the beans are soft already. But by 10 hours, put it 1 hour, 2 hours before, it's irrelevant. Shemi Yogi, Mishek HaShecho. And there, he is enhancing the dying process. Kai Vishim Vashu, Aidei Hagosu, Bikdeiro, Rekaka, Bikare Vavishu, Bimheiro. So this makes that it gets cooked quicker. So Al Kaponim, we learned the while now you're allowed to soak a dye in water, you're allowed to put the Rishton in a tunnel without any problems, and then Temer and Ayoyre, we said you have to make sure it's not al da'ayin, and the cover is sealed. A fourth case that is mutter to do Erev Shabbos, umutter lifrei mitzudet haya v'oifei v'dogar, v'hein litoidem v'shabbos. I put out a trap Erev Shabbos, and an Achaye V'Oyif will be trapped in Shabbos. This is also more than I put it out before Shabbos. Mitzudis Chayavoy, you don't want to see the Mishnah Berurah. Of the Shabbos, in who is the Kayin, of the Shabbos, the Toto, in Mishnah, a Chayo, the Toto, Chayo, Mishum, Teigo. I'd like to elaborate a little on what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. We mentioned before, when we're learning this Siman, the Mechaber is telling us a multitude of solutions. And the second Chiddush we mentioned was, he's doing this before Shabbos. We didn't give him a time span. How much before Shabbos? The Shmiya is 6 o'clock. For all practical purposes, let's take it twice for Shabbos, which is 2 minutes. This is 5 minutes before is allowed to spread out the traps. And Shalom Al Yisrael. Now we mentioned the Chiddush in this, with in reality we're playing with fire, and what if he does it 5 minutes later, he might come to do an Issa the Arise, losing this. About he came, we were not. And that is the Chiddush. The Gemara and Shabbos mentions this too. They shall may help. We won't permit him to do this before. If it's not attractive, he might come and do it in Shabbos. Now, this data of might coming to do in Shabbos, this data is only applicable if he did it in Shabbos for the over and Issa D'Oraisa. So there's a Chiddush. I wasn't going there, and he's permitted to do it before Shabbos. That means, if he would have done it on Shabbos, he would not be able to say that either. But then it's possible they weren't going there. The Chiddush of these halachas are that all these things were playing with fire. That this will be done 5 minutes later in Shabbos, he's even to the right of a weekend. It's permissible. So now the Mishnah Berurah is really quoting the Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, which many Achronim don't understand the thing. Well, let's just say what Tosfos is. So Tosfos said, if he would do it in Shabbos, he'd be over and into the right. And that is the Chiddush of the Talmud. So Tosfos said, for the Shabbos, who is the king? Ubishat Ritosoi, Nichnat Achaya Lesoicho, Haya Mishum Tedo. Now let us elaborate on this. What is the halacha? Let's deviate a little from what we learned. Let's say a person goes and puts a trap in Shabbos. He's infested with mice. The Shabbos just bought 20 traps and got to set them up before Shabbos. So we have to learn that the night he goes in Shabbos. And all of the night team, they run away, put down all 20 traps, find that he goes out of the room. 10 minutes later, he hears, click, 20 mice got trapped. Was this person over and Yisrael D'Oraisa? So many Achronim hold, not like those. Yeah, so many Achronim say, that is Melechus Nedo. Melechus, there was Lamed Tes Melechus in the Mishkan. What did they do in the Mishkan? They trapped Achilosan. They needed a Achilosan with the type of a fish that traps it in order to get its blood, and that they made it later. They trapped his life. So that was one of the more. So the whole issue of trapping was, They put in the trap and they caught the fish. They put in traps and that hoof is the Malach. That hoof is the Malach. That's what many Achronim want to say. And they wonder that Tosfos doesn't say that. That's the Chiddush of this Tosfos. This says that Mishnah finds out that the Mishnah finds out that we weren't afraid he might do it 5 minutes later. The place is not a scratch for that. And if he does it 5 minutes later, wasn't it? It's only a gun there. He'll put out the trap. And then 15 minutes later, an animal will get trapped. That's a gomer. That's not an issue of the and by a gomer, they never asked it. So what is the chiddush of it? You allow to put up a trap 5 minutes before Shabbos. There's nothing to be afraid of. The fact that I put it in Shabbos, the gomer's going to do it. So he says, no, we were afraid. That his knife put it up and Shabbos in the mouth. The mouth might come right away while he's holding the trap. That's the Shatzri, so they don't finish much of the what's called Shatzri, so it's like, I mean, not the standing in 1, 2, 3 cups, but on the bottom when he's holding the trap, the animal comes in, that's called the Shatzri, so it's like, then you're higher on the learning day. So that's what I was going to say. In order to appreciate the tradition of the Mishnah, we were at the 5 minutes before, because if you do it 5 minutes later, you might be very successful, when you might catch an animal right then and there, when you'll be in the Hallow Shabbos for your life. The Kiddush, if you did it 5 minutes before, it's so brilliant. But that's the Kiddush of the Mishnah. And other Aguin and the they all ask on Taishas, with the Taishas. The Taishas, the letter, they say, make a trap. Not normal, but Taishas goes not like that. Taishas goes, the letter, Taishas is not to put down the trap to catch an animal. That is the letter, Taishas. That's the same as to catch an animal. So if I put down the trap and the animal, and while I'm putting down the trap, the animal comes in, that's cool. I caught an animal. That's molesting. They, putting down the trap and an animal will be caught later. So that's the Gomer Baomer and it's moving enough. So that means, let us just say, for practical, I think, that means so you have this scenario, you come home, you bought the trap, you got to put them out, and the shack, so you can tell a guy, because they have a short to shoot, because they were walking back and up, it would be good at putting the guy. Could be. I love the guy, you're a Jewish boy. Yes.
And we don't have it.
I don't know. I'm get out of that thing. That lightning brings down the statement. Yeah. Logan, that one brings down the statement. Mr. Boo brings down the statement. That lightning and the death of the Shabbos is coming. Then, because I need the... Yes, the... Yes, because I need Shimon to be highly contagious with us. But they laid it on the book of the glory, and I said, oh, so they... Fine. Now, let's go further. Another halacha. Limtoy le'enei yudu. Another, he's not talking about malacha. He's speaking about, I want to sell something to a guy. Ula ha'pi'inoi, and I'll put it on his animal. I'll put it on his shoulders. Samuchla Shabbos. 5 minutes before Shabbos, the guy came in. He wanted to buy 20 pounds of food. I make the deal, and I give it, and I sell it to the guy, and I even put it on his hand. This is also Muslim. This is all done before Shabbos. But here, there's a condition. That the guy has to leave his house when it's still day. The guy has to leave. I sold it. Let's make this. I sold it 10 minutes before the shiur. If so, the guy wanted to talk to me, but a good deal. I said, listen, we'll talk later. Take it out of my house. So the guy has to take it out of my house before the shkia. If he takes it out after he, if it's the shkia ready, forget. So we tell the guy, come back, my toy shop. See, but that's what we're saying over here. We have to make sure that the guy is going to leave my house by day. Now, what is Pshat in this? Look the line. Now, look at the Mishnah Berurah. The aim shuhus lozeh, if the mekach ended a minute before the shkiyah, he can't take it out. There's five boxes to take out, and he can't take it out before the shkiyah. Or the guy says, listen, I'm not going to take it out. No, I have to take it out. It's bored. And the lady, oh, come later to pick it out. I'm a shiva. She's not allowed to sell. You're not allowed. If the selling will cause, will bring about that the guy is going to take it out of your house in Shabbat, that's going to be the repercussion that's going to come from the Gashidu. You're not allowed to tell it. Me boy, join. That the time that the guy can take it out, me boy, join. Now, what's the Indian of what the guy takes it out of Shabbat? He's a guy. Kidei Shaloi Yiyan Nirem Sheikh Royal Ribo Laitiyai Lakot. That means we know this thing belongs to the Yiyan. That we know. Now the guy is going out in Shabbat carrying five boxes from the Yiyan, taking them out of the Yiyan's house. What happened over here? So it looks like, who knows if it was a material, no one knows anything. But I see 10 minutes after Shabbat, that the guy is carrying out boxes from the Yid, you know, the Yid box. So it looks like, what people will say, that the Yid asked them to take out these boxes from my house. So what is happening? The he told the guy to make a story like this. And people are behind the yin that he told the guy to do. That's one reason. The yesh oitalus, there's another reason. Shloyash do et yisloyel shemogaloi v'shabbos oi mishkanam v'yodai. Another reason, maybe this transaction, which was done before Shabbat, but the Shabbat transaction was done over the route. 10 minutes later, the guy is taking out all the boxes that he purchased. This is the result of the transaction. So people might say the transaction was done in Shabbat, that the Yid sold it him in Shabbat. Well, the time that, if this is the reason, if the reason is, they'll say that he told the guy to take it out, there's an Arab around the door, there's no problem. Himself can take it out, no problem. But if the reason is for Choshev, that people will say that he sold the little boy on Shabbat, so there you go, and they won't help him. The thing is, Gimuach Oynem, so we have to be highest for the second Shas, so who is an Arab around the city? The beginning of Linya Mechira, the shangling is a David. Bada yesh lahachmer. Tafilu b'mechefet schoimer. They yudi dosham. Yitumi beitim b'boi joim. You have to be chayish for the second shot. And just one nechude. The viraloche. Second viraloche b'boi joim. Wants to say a chidish. That if he takes it out, he should make it. If he'll take it out at night, when it's dark already, would be the amokim lahokul. Is that shad? And no one will see this, not speaking if there's no lit up screen. They want to be makul. Wants to be made for optimal science, Shasat Chad, and he can take it out at night. In our most games, we don't need street lights, and no one will see this whole, this whole thing that we shot outside the Iran for the thing.